Hello, and welcome to episode 515 of the League Rundown. This is the LEC Summer Preview episode, and it's lovingly entitled, Once More Into the Breach. I'm your host, Kangas, and I'm joined by four esteemed co-hosts. Up first, we have the ever-present Jack Soman.
Twitch.tv/Jack Soman. Come watch me. I'm actually slowly progressing through Plat.
Oh my god, not getting awesome. Trolled in ranked this week?
That's great.
I mean, sometimes, but the enemy team has actually had as many trolls as mine for once.
Wow. That's character development.
I believe in you. We'll all be cheering you on in your chat. Also joining us on the cast, we have freshly no longer a pickle. We got Bickle.
Happy birthday, Duffy.
Happy birthday, Duffy. Somebody's going to have to say it every episode. It's not going to be me because that would be too much of a bit, but thank you for that.
We'll just rotate through everybody.
Yeah, if we like forget by the end, we'll just sneak it in.
Right, I was about to say, we need to start doing it like 36 minutes into the episode, you know?
Yeah, it's like a little Easter
egg. Sneak it in there.
Sneak it in. People have to give us a timestamp of when it happened to show that they're a true fan.
Yeah.
You heard some of their voices already, but we have also joining us Mr. Mazel PL.
Hello. Really excited to talk about what's going to be going on today, but also get to be, I guess, run around by Kangas now, so it's going to be fun.
True. That's going to be fun. Or at least I'm excited for that part. We also have newest member to the pod, Hawk. How's it going, Hawk?
Doing all right. You know, we're vibing. That would might have been the most Gen Z thing I've said on this podcast yet.
You are the Gen Z correspondent. I hope you realize that. So you're going to have to keep us up to date with all the Gen Z happenings. Speaking of, what's going on with Gen Z right now?
I don't know.
I'm still confused.
I'm gonna turn around the question. What's going on with like millennials right now? Like, what's the?
Oh God,
what's
it's the not thing? Looking great.
Yeah, it's not looking good for us either.
Everything
well,
sucks.
Well, still don't have a house, but we'll get there.
Yeah, still don't have a job either. So, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're just one step behind you all in like the pain train.
We're all struggle busing together. But those who will not be struggle busing going forward are LEC fans, because the LEC is starting up this coming weekend. So we get summer split ahead of us. But before we preview LEC summer, we're going to go over some global news in the Riot League of Legends ecosystem. Quick snapshot, LPL has already started. LEC is this weekend. LCK will be back June 12th, and LCS returns June 15th. We also had some news for LCS. Best of three is official. I mean, we kind of knew it was official. It was as everything but announced, basically. But it has been announced, single round robin, and some other fun stuff in there as well. Is anybody excited about the Twitch expansion in particular? Or the Twitch extension, sorry, where you get to like click on items and kind of see builds and stuff?
Yo, they've had that kind of stuff on Hoopoo forever, and also like Huya and Bilibili, so I'm so excited that the West is actually getting...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool.
And they said apparently CBLOL has this, and CBLOL is who developed this for LCS.
I believe they had it last split in the CBLOL. I tried to go back and check at least the co-streamers to see if they were utilizing it, but I was not able to find that information because their VODs were locked to subscribers. I was like, I don't care that much information. I believe that they had it all of last split too.
I'm not the target audience for this because I rarely watch live, and if I do, I'm in a watch party with people, so I'm not really paying attention to extensions, but mm-hmm. shit that improves the live experience is inherently a good thing. I like it.
Yes. Yeah, I was talking about it with some other folks in the scene, and you know, a big part just being that if you can interact with the media that you're watching, retention rate usually sticks higher. Because typically people, even if they're watching a Twitch stream, they're on their phone or they got like another screen up. So if they're interacting with the screen that has the game, it'll theoretically hold their attention a little bit better. I don't know how many people will use it, but I think that's one of the cool things. Also, playoff format changes were announced. We have kind of a quasi-gauntlet returning. It's not the same as the olden gauntlet that happens after the playoff bracket, but now the lower bracket is essentially just one gauntlet of a bunch of best-ofs. And then seeding in the regular season actually matters way more, because the way it works, there's the upper bracket's a traditional one, so the two matches will be happening side by side each round, but then in the lower bracket, it gets higher seeded teams that drop down get prioritized further up the bracket. So like at one point in the upper bracket, two teams will go down. Whichever team is higher seed will actually have to play one less best of five. They'll move up one in the bracket, which is really interesting.
I believe this is the same format the LEC used to run for their playoffs before they went to the very three splits. Similar.
I, you know, now that you say that, it really does ring a bell, because I do remember teams skipping ahead in a gauntlet style. So basically that.
I want to say it was correct. 2021.
It was a while ago now. Wow. Crazy. I think that was 3 years, but yeah, it's kind of cool. It's neat. I think the biggest thing is that when I was looking at the bracket, third and fourth seed, the difference between that is huge. If you can guarantee third seed minimum, then you only need to win two best of fives to qualify for Worlds. If you are fourth seed, if you win two in a row, you only need to win two best of fives. But if you lose any, then you're going to have to win three best of fives in order to make it to Worlds, just based on how that lower bracket gauntlet works.
Basically, as long as you win the first round, seeding matters. If you lose in round one, it doesn't fucking matter. You're screwed no matter what your seed was.
Yeah, you're going to have to run the whole gauntlet if you lose first round, regardless. Good point. Yeah, so I think it's cool to see some changes there. Mizell, want to give us some of the changes at the NACL level as well, because a couple things were announced for North American Challengers League. Just quick Spartan notes, because we'll cover more of this next week for the official LCS episode.
So we've got new partners partnering up with a new system of our teams, which is going to be really fun. We are also introducing Fearless Plus, as they call it, which is going to be all champions that are picked are no longer available for all teams, which is actually kind of insane. We've got double the best of fives in our playoffs. It's going to be a lot of fun. We also have something called a money match. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a couple weeks of that where teams will be competing for actual cash prizes on the week, which will be a lot of fun. But keep tuned for that. That's going to be an interesting episode when we get to cover all that.
Yeah. Shout out to any Brandon Sanderson fans out there.
Dude, I can't wait to yell Dragon Steel. I can't wait.
It's kind of cool. Yeah, again, we'll cover more of that next week when we're kind of previewing more of North America. But big things there is just, yeah, it seems like Challengers League North America has more opportunity for, you know, sponsors to come in and kind of like buy naming rights essentially for teams, which I think is really cool. So we see that even in LCS, LEC, sometimes sponsors will come in and buy, you know, kind of that type of deal with a team. So they're just opening that up at the lower levels. VCS news as well. Bickle, I want to hear from you on this, because I feel like you've had your closest to the ground with all the happenings over in the VCS, because a big report came out.
Yeah, so for anybody that remembers, before the playoffs even began back in the VCS in spring, the entire league was put on hold because of a huge match-fixing scandal encompassing basically every team in the league. Every team had players caught up on it, some even higher up, owners, coaches, all that, all suspended during an investigation that led into a varied VCS playoffs with some older players coming in. Well, that search through of the period, the investigation into the match fixing has concluded, and it is not pretty. Players on all eight teams have been caught up. 29 individuals in total have been banned, with their bans varying from 6 months to permanent. And one of the organizations, Rainbow Warriors, has been officially banned from all Riot events. That's not pretty. Obviously, there were some individuals who were originally under investigation that now they are cleared of all wrongdoing. They'll be back and eligible to play, so good for them. But it never looks good when you lose this many players to an investigation.
How many teams are in the VCS?
Eight.
Eight? So eight times eight five teams. Is 40. That means 29 out of 40 players?
Yep.
Not, well, I mean, 29 individuals as well, I hear, include coaches and an owner as well.
I also read in an article that there were some of the bands that were people that were just that weren't involved with match fixing but knew of it, and as soon as like if you had any knowledge of it and you let it go, then they also clamped down on you. So it's an interesting thing, but man, it is decimating to the VCS. I'm glad to see some positivity from it though. There's the owner of GAM and stuff. It's interesting.
And it's not just a bunch of Vietnamese players that we've never seen. Like, Bean J and Glory are gone.
Wow.
We saw them at Worlds last year.
Yeah. Notable, though, is for the players, I assume that some of the ones that maybe like knew but didn't participate, that would be more the six-month range that they're banned for. That would just be a summer ban and a Worlds ban, essentially. That means that they would be eligible to play next year, because 6 months from now would be January 4th, or whenever the report came out, essentially. So should hopefully be able to play next year for a lot of those players. But, yeah, that's such a mess. What an insane news story to break, and then the big ban hammer coming down on a whole lot of players. I feel like we haven't had something like that happen in the Riot ecosystem in quite a while. Like, when was the last time we had something like that?
I feel like it was a CIS controversy of some sort.
Yeah, there was the only LPL. Like, oh, wait, I do remember that. The only
That's
big
what got
cheating,
Bo caught up.
Yeah, the only big cheating controversy that I know of is, like, wasn't there one with Azubu Frost, like, way back in the day?
Oh, yeah,
that was a different kind of cheating, but yes.
Yeah, that was a different kind of cheating, but it was still, like, a competitive integrity kind of thing. Yes.
I'm trying to think, last time we even had, like, a team banned from participating in Riot events. Was it Monte Cristo's team?
No, since then, there was one in Oceania that I can't remember the name of that was super fucking abusive to its players and got banned.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, I mean, cool to see Riot taking swift action on that. Heart goes out to all the players that now have to grab new teammates and new players off the ladder and everybody to figure out how to clean up that mess. That's VCS, though. We also had, like I teased earlier, LPL that started up, and we just happened to have an LPL caster with us right now. So, Mizell, catch us up. How was week one of LPL?
Yeah, so we're still going. We've gone 4 days now. We've had some really fun games. Fearless has been interesting. I don't feel like we've had the effects of it necessarily just yet, just because I feel like the meta itself is also very varied. But we've had a lot of fun. I'll just do catch-ups on the groups and stuff that are going on. We have Group A, where FPX last night had a awesome 2-1 reverse sweep over TT, which was a great time. They are leading that Group A. And then we have Group B, who is led by Team WE. The other two, Bilibili and LGD, have not played yet in that group. Group C is tied between LNG and Top Esports, both at 1-0. And Group D is tied with Ninjas in Pajamas and Anyone's Legend at 1-0.
Awesome. Cool.
Anybody who like hasn't watched at least the end of game one of Nip versus Weibo, it ends with a crazy
you should watch
base.
It was probably one of the craziest games I've ever casted in my entire life.
Ooh. Is that your match to watch then? Because that was going to be my next question. Like, what's the top match for somebody to check out?
It was not a great match, but the end was hilarious. So maybe. I actually think... I don't know. I thought the Weibo series against IG was pretty fun. If you had to watch one game, you could only choose one. Yeah, go watch that game one.
Nip versus Weibo is fun if you want to see a team somehow win a three game series 3-0.
Yeah. And I'm going to put the challenge on Mizell. You can also go check out Mizell's Twitter account because he'll then post the ending of that game. Hell yeah. So funnel some viewers in there. If you haven't already, maybe it's already up there.
I did not.
Okay. All right. It'll be up there by the time this episode's out then. Sweet. That's LPL update. We have a couple of roster news things. A lot of the LEC roster news we will cover very shortly once we get into the team. So we'll save some of that for right now. But the big one in the LCS, Tomio, starting spot for Shopify Rebellion. He is coming in, so that means that unfortunately there will be they still have a bench spot open. Like they had Tomio sitting on the bench the entire time anyway, but it means that they will now. Somebody save me here. Why am I blanking on Shopify's jungler name?
It was Boogie.
Boogie. There we go. I kept wanting to say B-Boy. I'm like, I know it's not B-Boy.
Boogie.
Yeah. So Boogie will be sitting on the bench now, but good news for Tomio. We'll see if he's got what it takes. Hawk, do you have any thoughts on Tomio? I know you haven't like casted a ton of his games, but you do kind of keep your ears to the ground on the scene that he competed in last year.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think this is kind of another one of those about time players. He won both NACL splits in 2023, and then he rode the bench last year. Or what was he up to last year? He was doing... something that was not playing in any competitive league, or last split, I should say, not last year.
He was sitting on the bench at Shopify. Okay. Yeah, he was listed as their sub.
So I'm very happy that he's, you know, kind of getting a shot now, because this is definitely a player that has been at a high level for a long time, and is deserving to play at this level.
Mm-hmm. Very excited for Tomio. Also, just a hilarious personality. So hopefully they can make a lot of content with him. Also, it is now official Spica on Dignitas. The contract database has been updated. So, the Spica Jensen roster for Dignitas has come together. XU did land a spot as well on one of the NACL teams. So shout out to Cincinnati Fear, who were able to pick him up, who are also partnered with OTK now. So XU will be on a team, ideally with a lot of viewership and fans already. So, cool. That's the roster news for LCS. I tease it already. We're getting ready for LEC preview. But before then, shout out to everybody in the community Discord. If you haven't joined yet, it is in the link in the description below. You can find the link in the description below wherever you're listening to the podcast. Come hang out. Come join and talk about LEC week one with us. We do community game nights in there as well. And also, fantasy is going to be picking up. So shout out to everybody that helps out with that. Also, the patrons that help keep the show running, keep the audio good, and also earn themselves some fun rewards based on the Patreon tiers that we have there.
Or just have an impromptu watch party in the Discord.
That'd be fun.
We do that sometimes.
Honestly, I don't think I have anything crazy going on this weekend, unless I'm forgetting my schedule again. I'm always terrible at committing to things, and I realized I had something come up. But we'll, you know, fix that at some point in my life. Either way, shout out to everybody in the community. You all rock. With that said, it is now time to get into conversations about the LEC, but I'm debating you yet again, because it's actually time for us to introduce a new segment. We haven't done this live on the podcast before. We always do it behind the scenes, but I thought it would be fun for everybody to hear a little bit of behind the scenes, not just the patrons who have gotten it a few times, but everybody who listens to the podcast. The way that we cover and kind of divvy up responsibility on the podcast is that we do a draft of all LEC and LCS teams. It's a snake draft, kind of like in the fantasy league. And then whatever teams we draft are the teams that we are responsible for providing information on. If anybody's not able to join an episode, obviously we're all confident and comfortable sharing information about the teams. But this is kind of to make sure flow of conversation works a little bit better. So we're going to give you a peek behind the screen here and do the draft live. Like I said, it's a snake draft. All teams are available for LEC and LCS, and we go by seniority, which means Jax is going to be up first, and Hawk will go last. As a snake draft, Hawk will get two in a row then. So, Jax, if you're ready, take it away.
Yeah, it's real easy. I'm taking G2, because of course I am.
Oh, of course. Well, that was a pretty obvious one. So, typically, it would be like Duffy would go first here, and he would pick something funny to start off, but this is just like the pretty obvious choice to start off.
The only hope of the West.
Does that mean I have to do something funny then?
funny.
Okay.
Kangas, you do something funny every time we draft this, whether or not you mean to.
Kangas, last draft, you took K-Corp first.
I did. You know what? That's a good point, actually. I'm going to lock in K-Corp for my first draft.
Wow. You don't respect
the 10th place LEC team. I'll take one for the team. They did not grow my social media following in the slightest last two splits. But we're still hoping maybe it'll pick up. All right. That means it's over to Bickle.
I don't know what to do drafting this early. I'm not used to it. usually a lot of the good teams are gone by now. But I think I'm going to run back what I did last time. I think I'm going to stick with Fly.
That's a good one. First LCS team as well. So shout out to Bickle. Grab one of those. Made it to the finals. Mazel, that means it's over to you.
Hello. I am going to take... Oh, God, it's such a hard decision. You know what? I'm going to take Shopify Rebellion.
They got a lot of hype behind them.
Wait,
they're basically just disguised team from last year NACL. A lot of NA players now, but Hawk, are you upset by this? You actually just stole
one of the teams I was gonna take.
Kangas, they're my favorite team going.
I mean, hey, you know what? Fair enough. I have something. Even though they didn't send me, I was gonna take them because I have some things cooking with them. But hey, I mean, we'll both be on the Shopify hype train together.
I like it.
Okay, well, what do I do now? Okay, I'll take TL because I need the APA vibes.
Captain America.
You know what? I'll just take like I'm gonna go full NA. I'm also gonna take 100 Thieves.
Okay.
Ooh,
that's fair. 100 Thieves are also an exciting team to follow. They did probably perform better than expectation in Spring Split, but I still have a lot of hopes for them going into the summer as well. So. I think it's a great choice.
Yes, sir.
Mazzell, that means it's back to you.
I'm going to go 100 Thieves. Wait, did he just say I was like, wait.
Kangas just felt like talking him up so that you would pick him. Like, you know?
Yep.
He just felt it.
Yeah.
You know what? He's we'll thinking. Just do BDS.
Team BDS from the LEC. They got some fun players on BDS. I actually wouldn't mind having to watch their games. Big Adam fan. And Isa got all pro. So, yeah. High expectations for them. Bickle, it's over to you now.
All right. I'm between 2.5 teams here. So, I think I'm going to swap to the LEC here, and I'm just going to grab Fnatic, play it safe.
Ooh, that's a great safe pick over in the LEC. I already got one LEC pick, so I feel like I should go LCS before they're all taken. So I think in true tradition, I'll take Immortals. I mean, why not? KC Immortals, we're locking in 100% pick rate over the last
Angus, do you not remember the pain you were in last spring?
Yeah, I feel like people generally find it funny when I'm in pain, though. So we'll just give the fans what they want.
Wow.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Cloud9 since none of y'all have.
Seriously.
Yet.
It's crazy that they.
And then I'm also going to take Energy.
Oh.
Because here's the key. I'm the one who watches all the games anyway. I get to cover whoever's teams didn't show up to the podcast every week. So I'll get to talk about all the European teams anyway. I'll get to talk about Fnatic at some point. I'll get to talk about BDS. I'll get to talk about Team Liquid.
That's a good point.
So I'm going to take the NA teams that don't completely and totally suck before I get saddled with one of the ones that suck.
I like your mentality. I like mentality. So for me, I'm going to go a slightly different strategy, and I'm going to lock in the third team that I always take, which is just Vitality. So there we go. We're 3-for-3. Immortals, KZ, Vitality. My draft is the same every time. Bickle, that means it's over to you.
Well, you made it easy because I was between Vitality and another team. I'm going to go Dignitas, actually.
Ooh, okay.
Like the revamped roster. Think they got potential.
Respect, respect.
I think that roster has definitely built Dignitas hype going into summer. A lot of people are like, are they now a team that's going to push for a world's representative spot from the LCS? I think that's a little overhype, but they have potential. I think the ceiling of that team is very high. The floor is also pretty low, depending on how they all gel together. So, but it'll be fun to watch either way. Mazzell, it's over to you.
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty sad. I misjudged that forgetting that there was 8 teams mean that literally one round at all of LCS is gone. So now I'm going to have 3 LEC teams.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you want Immortals, I can trade you.
Yeah, I'll take Immortals.
Wow.
I'm definitely going to be watching more LCS than I am.
Today I learned that Shopify Rebellion is an LEC team.
LEC is like literally the worst fucking time zone for me possible with my schedule.
It's right when
you're sleeping, literally right when I'm sleeping.
It's pretty funny.
Yep.
All right.
Let it be known it's also a bad time for me, but that's only because I have a bad sleep schedule. Nothing to do with work.
That is self-inflicted. Well, let's finish the draft regardless then, and then we can discuss any trade deals afterwards. So, Mazzell, what's your next round pick then?
Teams that I know. I guess I'll just do MDK.
MDK, otherwise known as. You're supposed to say Mom's Dig Kangas, but it's okay. we'll work on that.
We have to make sure that's peer reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
You got
to
survey.
You also
some
have
moms.
To come up with a new one every single time. Hawk, it's over to you.
Yeah. Does Heretic still have Yonkos?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll definitely take Team Heretics, and then I'll take SK as well.
Nice.
Oh God.
And look at you, pretty well rounded.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm chilling.
All right, Mizell, that means that you have two options left.
Which are
Gigantic X, or as I like to call it, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and Rogue.
Gigante X.
I'll take Rogue.
All right, Rogue locked in. Despite their ninth place finish and missing out on playoffs, they still have that brand name, and they also still have Finn and Larson and pretty fun players to watch. So I actually don't think that's like the worst one. They almost made playoffs.
I think of the bad LEC teams, they're actually the best one to pick because they at least have the potential to be interesting.
And their tiebreaker match against SK was like, they should have won that, but they just did a couple silly things. All right, Bickle, who do you like to pick for your last draft choice?
I think I'm going to pick Patrick's Prison.
Yep.
Patrick's
Prison.
I think
he has Stockholm Syndrome because there's no other reason he's still on this team.
Well, they swapped out a couple players, so maybe they are better.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to get to watch the Antonio instead of Odoamne.
Right? We'll talk about that in a bit, as we will also preview all the roster changes and who you can be looking forward to root for in the LEC. But as it is, after the draft, Jax gets G2, C9, and NRG. That is insane. You got those three teams having started the five-man snake draft, by the way.
But, you guys trolled this shit.
Yep, but you got some good ones. I think I won. I got KC Immortals Vitality, although I feel like I'm going to be trading Immortals to a certain Mizell.
Guys, over under 8 combined wins for all of Steve's teams.
Under.
Hey,
under.
Vitality might carry that, okay? Does that include playoffs? Because Vitality's making playoffs.
Important distinguishing question on this. Does a win count as you won one best of three, or does winning a game in a best of three still give one win and winning a best of three?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I would probably count it as like the latter, like you have to win the best of three to get the win. But
okay, but if they win two games, that would have been, if they win all their series, they play the same number, or they could like win the same number as they would have been able to in the previous system.
That's
right?
Why so I asked. I think you go game score. I still don't think Kangas's teams make 8 combined wins.
I think all right, you let can us take it.
Let us know in the Discord. Will my teams drafted of KC Immortals and Vitality get cumulative game score of, was it 8?
Yep.
Let's say just regular season. I think just regular season, no playoffs. I think that keeps it simpler. Will I get 8 cumulative wins?
To be clear, I think because of format, Immortals will be half of those, and you'll still not make 8.
Hey, again.
Let's say he won't have Immortals. I think Vitality can do it. It's fine.
I think Vitality can do it, but not enough to put any money on that. But if anybody wants to offer a bet, you know I'm good for it. Bickle has FlyQuest, Fnatic, Dignitas, and Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. Mizell has Shopify Rebellion, BDS, MDK, otherwise known as. It's okay. We'll work on it.
My Donkey
Rogue,
Kong.
What was it?
My Donkey Kong.
That's a good one. That's a good one. We have used Donkey Kong already, but it's okay.
No, my bad.
No, repeats.
I'm new. That's on me.
It's a new split. Repeats are inevitable. And then Hawk with TL, 100 Thieves, Team Heretics, and SK. There you go. A little peek behind the screen as to how we determine who is responsible for giving you the information on which teams. Hopefully that was fun for everybody involved. I enjoyed this part. This is one of my favorite parts of every split, is getting to determine this and then completely trolling my draft regardless.
Is there a trade coming out?
Oh, do we want to do trade deal now? Kangas. All right, I will offer Immortals for... I don't want to... Okay, give me MDK.
Let's go.
I'll be responsible for that one.
See, the thing, Kangas, is you're like me, but for the LCS. All the LCS teams, you're going to have watched at least some of those games anyway, so
true.
You can fill in gaps for
true.
People. So it's fine for you to pick up most of LEC.
It's better for me to be more responsible for the LEC teams, because then, you know, I'll be forced to watch more
also,
LEC.
Also, you get to make up names. For
you're gonna make up names again, so. For MDK. Well, I have a spreadsheet with words that have been used, and it's most of the words that I can think of. So we're in trouble. I've had to start looking at dictionaries. Okay, now it is time officially. That's the title of the episode. I've been teasing for so long. Let's preview some LEC, because Summer Split is starting up, and Worlds qualification is on the line for LEC teams competing this Summer Split. We're going to go down the list of teams. I don't know what order they're put in the dock, but we're just going to go by the order that they're in the dock, and then whoever is responsible for them, we'll just cover the rosters that they have. We'll do that real quick. Talk about any of the big changes that happened as they come up, our thoughts on them, and then we'll do predictions, and there you have it. That will be the LEC preview. So first up, first drafted, G2. Jax, what's going... Is nothing changed, right?
Nothing like, changed. They're G2. The definitive fourth place team from MSI. Like, what do they have to change?
Yeah. A couple of the teams had no changes, by the way, so some of these will be fast to go through. Another one being Fnatic. Bickle, did they change anything in this offseason?
They did not change a damn thing. They're rolling it out. Even if people have questions about Noah, everybody's solid. They're going to keep going.
Yep. Also, quick shout out to G2 and Fnatic as the first two. There's not like an official LEC All-Pro vote like we do in LCS with like top three, but they did, you know, like All-Team for Spring. And Broken Blade, Caps, both got All-Pro. I'm just calling it All-Pro, even though that's not the official title of it. And Fnatic had Razorc and June getting All-Pro. So four of the five spots were between these two teams. Also, shout out to Broken Blade. His contract did get extended. So he will be on G2 for another. Was it through 2025, I believe? So at least yes. 1 year. I think it was only 25. Could be wrong on that. Don't quote me. But either way, we'll see him for at least another year on G2. All right. Next up, MDK. Also, no changes. Sil Merwin, Aluya, Frescawi, Supa, and Alvaro with Coach Melzhet. I've actually never said that coach's name out loud, so hopefully we got that one right.
I hope that's one of those names that makes more sense if you speak a different language.
Probably.
Because it's a fucking just mess if English is your primary language.
There's a lot going on there. Mazel, up next, we have BDS. Did they have any changes?
I do not believe so, right? Aren't they running back, or is it Lebrov?
Yeah, they are running
back.
No,
they are running back. Adam, yep. Sheo, Nuke, Ice, and Lebrov with the and Coach Striker.
Yeah, shout out to Ice also, who got that All-Pro nod from Spring. I think he had a really, really good split, a big reason why BDS was able to make as deep of a playoff run as they did, because we weren't like that hot on BDS after week one. We were like, oh, God, are they going to be able to actually compete with the big dogs? And then despite the regular season not necessarily instilling the most confidence, they still looked pretty good in playoffs. So that's cool. Next up, GX Bickle. Couple of changes here, finally. We got through a bunch where it had no change. This one's got quite a bit.
Yep, GX coming off a 7th/8th place finish in this past spring split. They're going to be rolling back the same mid-80 carry support of Jackie's, Patrick, and Ignar. Cass, still their head coach. They did bring in Emmy as a new assistant coach with Trick heading down to the academy, but the changes are going to come in the top jungle. Odawame has been benched, is currently inactive. Peach heading down to their academy team. Now they've brought up their academy players, the Antonio and Juhan, former world champion Juhan with DRX, actually.
Technically.
So, new top jungle coming in.
He was there.
Technicality. It's the best kind of correct. It's technically correct. Yeah. And this, changes. Good. Will they be better? No. Just, no.
It's- yeah. I don't know much about the Antonio. I was checking out his Leaguepedia page. Been playing in the developmental scene over in EU since 2015. Been playing in Tier 2.
Like, he had been around in the EU master scene for so long with Vodafone Giants
playing on Giants Gaming Spain as well. Was a sub on Giants Gaming for a little bit.
I think the Giants name is just carried throughout. He's been with that team throughout the entirety of it. Just like, it feels like now is the weird time, right? He's not like this young, up-and-coming prospect that you're going to give a chance. It feels like he's a known quantity.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's cool to see players move up regardless, so I'm hopeful for him, but it's one of those players that without like watching his tape, it's a bit of a head scratcher. But we'll wait to see what D'Antonio is able to do on GX going forward. Juhan is one that's, I think, a little more exciting just because he was behind Pjosic during DRX's, you know, World's Championship run. So technically was on that team when they picked up that World Championship and has been playing for the, I think immediately after, or no, he still played on DRX for like another year, didn't do that great during the rebuild, but then has been playing on Giant X's development team for this past year and now moving up. So that's a player that I'm a little more excited for and hopeful for. Wasn't super impressed with Peach this past year. So
Peaches.
We did not get nearly enough mileage out of that one with Peach being in the league, but it's okay. That is GX. They finished 7th, 8th in playoffs. Another team that finished 7th, 8th in playoffs is SK Hawk. Talk to me about SK's roster and some of the changes that happened with them.
Bit of a disappointing spring and winter for SK, where I think they had expectations of doing pretty well, and they had a good, winter regular season, and then the wheels kind of just fell off over the course of the split. They made playoffs both splits, but they did nothing in playoffs. So they've made some changes. They've brought in Rahel and, Juwan, I believe, as their...
Luan, I think?
Luan. I think it's or Luan. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is Luan. I
don't think we have an official pronunciation because he just changed his name to this.
Yeah, yes. But it definitely does not start with a J. I just had the wrong name in my head. So Luan and Rahel coming into the bottom lane. Coming over from Korea, I personally don't really know much about these players. I think that, you know, they spent some time in like the Challengers ecosystem in Korea and everything. See, Rahel was on D plus Kia last. Oh, he was a temp sub. Okay, so he was on Challengers for a while. Luan was in Nongshim Academy. So they've been kind of knocking around, but yeah, coming over for this split, hoping to have SK do a little bit better.
And of course, Luan having the probably just misfortunate name.
Yes, yes. The
two letters unlucky... in a row that would not roll in Europe.
Yeah.
So I had to change to Luan. So if you're curious about who that player is, why you maybe never heard of them. Also, still low chance you'd heard of them before. But either way, these are two poor players coming in hoping to prove their mettle in the LEC as the bot lane. Which I think for SK, their bot lane was a bit of a weak point for them. I mean, especially even going back to that match, the tiebreaker match against Rogue that I hinted at earlier in the episode. They won that, but not because of bot lane. They actually kind of inted, and that was a problem all split for them. So I think they were a little lucky that they made it into playoffs, and hopefully this is a upgrade that they desperately need. Next up, Rogue. Mizell, it's going to be back over to you, and I think you got an easy one because...
I'm pretty sure they ran it back too, right?
Yes. we'll go through the roster real quick just so we know who's on it.
It's Finn, Markoon, Larson, Comp, Zoellis, and Coach Freddy.
There we go. Same five from last split. They did not have a great run in spring. They weren't able to make playoffs, but I still think that they should have been able to close out that game. There were a couple key moments in that tiebreaker match that it was like, that's almost more unfortunate that is how that happened than really them like totally throwing the game. So some hope for Rogue going forward on my end. Next up, we have Vitality. Hey, that's me! They have one change coming in. It's still Photon top lane, Vithio mid, Karzy and Hillisang in the bot lane. Jungle has swapped over. Daglas is out. Linkas is in. I think I'm saying that correctly. Linkas, either way.
I remember in games I've watched, it's Linkas.
Linkas,
I have
there we go.
Medic's voice just like ringing Linkas in my head.
Mm-hmm. Well, Linkas is now joining in the team for Vitality, coming up from Carmine Core Blue, and then also had played in a lot of other developmental leagues in EU. So somebody to, you know, fresh blood, I think, is going to be good for a team like Vitality. They still had a deeper run into playoffs than I had expected watching their entire spring split. So hopefully this is still a good change, but I don't know much about this player in terms of what really they're going to bring in terms of play style and difference for the team. Team Heretics, they're up next. They finished 5th, 6th in playoffs, and they were drafted by Hawk. So Hawk, talk to me about Team Heretics.
Yeah, so Team Heretics roster, at least according to Leaguepedia, has not been announced, but I think they're running it back, question mark, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
What we have right now is Wonder, Yankos, Zyru, Flacket, and Trimby. The big, like, roster change would just be Perks is officially left.
Oh, right. No, I forgot about that. Yeah. No Perks. Yep. So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's basically the same Team Heretics that was, like, good... but not amazing for the first two splits, so maybe they can try to build on something. And I mean, I do think most people that were watching LEC, like, Perks was kind of bad. So honestly, like, it might be out with the old, with the, in with the new kind of moment here for Team Heretics.
Yeah, and Zyru will have now, like, a couple games with a roster under his belt at the end of spring, getting to play with them. So hopefully this is good news for Team Heretics. One other change that happened, though, technically, is they have a new head coach coming in. Peter Dunn is still with the organization. There's a bit of drama about that, I suppose, on social media. Machuki, though, coming up from their developmental team, Spanish coach, is now listed as a head coach, and Peter Dunn is just listed as a coach. Jackson, it was you that was explaining.
To Peter Dunn, right?
Sorry, what was that, Hawk?
Oh, I was saying congrats to Peter Dunn. He's, like, starting a family and everything, which is why he's taking time off.
Yes, the reason he's leaving. Yeah, actually, just explain it for everybody at home as to kind of the reason why Peter Dunn is no longer listed as head coach.
Yeah, the Peter Dunn announced on Twitter, this was a couple months ago now, I feel like, that him and his partner are having a kid and starting a family. So he said he's stepping away from head coach, although I think, to my understanding, he'll still be with the team for most of the split, if I'm not mistaken, until the child is born, whenever that is. So he's no longer the head coach, but he'll still be around until that happens. But I mean, yeah, you know, good for him. And that's very cool. I don't know anything about the new coach stepping in. So if there was drama about that, then I don't.
No, it was mostly just Sheep Esports having some kind of report about Peter Dunn
leaving
the team or demoted or something along those lines. But Peter Dunn took to socials to clear it up. No, it was his decision because, like you said, yeah, having a family, starting that up. So congratulations to Peter Dunn, friend of the podcast. And also congratulations to, I hope I'm saying this one correct as well, Machuki, the new head coach stepping in to take things over. Now, last... And least, KC, 10th place in the regular season. They have a lot of changes, so strap in, everybody. Upset and Targamas are coming back. I think that these were two of the members, or at least Upset is somebody that I was happy with. I see Bickle shaking his head. Was that for Targamas, or was that for Upset?
How the hell does Targamas still have a starting job?
That is still questionable, but... I don't know how many other options they had to go for. I'm happy Upset's around if you're going to keep
Heiser's
anybody.
Heiser's literally sitting on Heretic's bench.
Okay, well, you know, that's a good... maybe decisions are still made going into summer. You never know. But Upset's back. Targamas is back. Coach Riha. And then a lot of changes everywhere else. Cabochard is out. Kana is in. Kana. C-A-N-N-A. Closer is in for Bo, and Vladdy is in for Saken. I still had hopes for Saken. I still hope that he is able to bounce back and make it onto another team, because I saw flashes of brilliance from the player, even if everything wasn't able to come together for them. So this is still KC. I mean, 10th place, back-to-back, right? I'm pretty sure that they got last place both splits in a row.
Correct.
And their fans are threatening LEC that they won't show up to any games that aren't KC games, which I think is hilarious and actually kind of awesome. And hopefully they'll have a reason to cheer this time around, because three new players coming in will be a lot shaken up. I think the big one, just being Closer, was teamless for a bit. Played in the LCS, obviously, and had a lot of success here. Then a slightly middling end to his time in North America. A little bit of time off, and now back to competitive play over in EU. So eyes will be on Closer, and then Kana as well, coming in from Korea. Somebody that expectations are going to be fairly high for. So there we go. That is the LEC roster rundown. Now it is time for predictions. If everybody can bring their eyes over to the Google Doc, we have a lot of predictions across the board, but a couple that haven't been filled out yet. So I'm not going to call you out yet on the episode, but I'll give you a little bit of time to fill it in while we get things rolling. Real quick, we haven't done like a split predictions for who's going to be first place or anything. We usually do that at the beginning of the year, and we haven't been keeping up with that for everything in LEC. Jax, who do you think takes second place? G2's taking first, right? Like, we can all
G2's taking that. First, Fnatic's taking second, and I don't think it's close.
You don't think it's close between Fnatic and anybody else?
No.
Interesting. I don't know if I can disagree, actually. I really want to come up with a reason why BDS should be able to make a push for it. I don't know. Okay, let's look at some of the teams that changed stuff up. What about, like, Vitality? What if Linkus shows up and is just, like, the craziest juggler? What if he shows up and is, like, the reincarnation of Yike, who also just recently showed up?
A, I don't see that happening. And B, I'd still take Humanoid over VTO. I'd take June over current form Hillisang.
Fair enough. But again, we can all agree G2 is going to be most likely first place. Fun fact, they got two of the all-pro votes. Caps, I was looking at the actual sheet because they publish it. It's public information. You can take a look at it on their Twitter account. Seeing who voted for players, every team got a vote, which was like kind of the coaching staff vote. And then the players got a vote. And then the broadcast talents, of course, got votes. Caps swept everything, except for the G2 votes, because you can't vote for your own players. And they both picked Humanoid. So I think that's also evidence to you for saying Fnatic also looking like that clear second place, which is also what we saw in spring and a lot of summer. So with that being said, let's get into predictions for next week. Starting off with a giga banger, right, Jax? Team Heretics versus GA. This is what everybody waiting for LEC to be back has been waiting for.
Of course.
Yeah, two of the Titans. We have Team Heretics across the board. Not a lot of faith in the GX rebuild with two new players coming in. They're going to have to prove what they got before anyone is willing to put their predictions there. Then next up, SK versus Rogue. Mostly Rogue across the board, but we have a few SKs. Bickle, why do you think SK over Rogue?
I don't think either of these teams have anything that's like, wow, this is what's going to set them apart. I think I just have confidence that Raheel and Luan in their debut are going to be like, they're going to do something that excite people. And then like by the end of the split, people are like, oh, okay, never mind. So I think they get off to a hot start and then just die.
Okay. Interesting. I had
It's what SK's done this entire season so far.
Okay. Well, I had the opposite based on very similar reasoning, funnily enough, is that it's a new bot lane coming in for the team. It's going to take some time to jive, and I still feel like Rogue, this is kind of that rematch of that tiebreaker series. This is what kept Rogue out of playoffs. They're going to be playing mad, and I think they can take advantage of a new bot lane that's not used to playing with this roster. So, BDS versus Vitality up next. We have BDS for myself, Jax, Mazzel, but Bickle and Hawk, both with Vitality. Fun fact, they were the two with SK last time around. So, Hawk, I'm going to have you defend Vitality this time, because I've had to defend them for two splits in a row, and let me tell you, it's hard.
So, you know, that.
What you got?
That is fair. Okay, I feel like this Vitality roster is really hype, right, guys? Mm-hmm. Surely they can win games. Like, my feeling with this roster, I'm going to be honest, this was a vibes pick, all right? Like, they theoretically can beat anyone. So for this game, I predicted them to win.
There we go.
Easy analysis.
I like that. Easy analysis, baby. Also, I do think still Photon had a great split. If Karzy's able to step it up and Hillisang's able to flip heads, they really can beat a lot of teams, if not just any team in the LEC. So I don't think a Vitality prediction to win should ever be like completely thrown under the bus. I've been burned by them so many times. BDS though, Jax, why do you think BDS takes this one?
because I just can't bet on Vitality. They're so disappointing so much of the time.
Yep. For the same reason, they can beat anybody. They can also lose to anybody, which makes them a bit of a wild horse. Still made a deep run in playoffs, though. This would be the third versus fourth seed or fourth place matchup here. Up next, G2 versus MDK. Would it be anybody surprised if I said G2 swept? Shouldn't be. We have G2 across the board. I don't think there's that much hope for MDK, despite the fact that they're one of the teams that also didn't really have any rebuild. Next up, Fnatic versus KC. We also have Fnatic across the board. Really? No, am I going to do it?
No.
Kangas, don't.
Kangas,
don't.
I want you to cope on mic right now. I want you to cope on mic right now.
I don't even know how to cope with this team. There's so many new players. Upsets better than
I can give Noah? You the cope answer if you'd like. The cope answer is KC makes a lot of changes coming in. Kana's a really hype top laner. Oskarin has been shown to be the weak point of Fnatic. Maybe KC can work out through that top lane.
Also, their happen, fans are going to be so loud.
But Oskar has held his own against top laners that are better than Kana,
right?
The fans are going to be so loud, they're going to distract Fnatic. True. And then that's going to open up a window for KC to come in. So I'm swapping my vote to KC.
Aren't the KC fans boycotting, though?
They're boycotting every game that isn't a KC game.
Oh, right.
They're only going... Right. They're only
it's a very fake
studio.
Boycott, because it's clearly they were going to watch every other game as well. True. You know?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. From my understanding, they're just not either not going to be making noise, or they're not going to be like in the studio or something.
I can't wait for this really podcast remember. To get targeted by Carmine Core fans.
Dude, I've been waiting for that. Again, my socials had no effect. No KC fans followed me this past year, but it's okay. We'll get them eventually. That is day one in the books. Day two, we have BDS versus Team Heretics starting things off. Wow, it's me and Hawk that believe in Team Heretics based opinion, Hawk, I have to say. I still think that Team Heretics are a team that can scale Jankos and Wonder. I got a lot of faith in them, and Zyru, again, just having more time with the team, should be able to step up. And even though BDS did make a very deep run in playoffs, I still just feel like they usually have slow starts, and Adam could be a weak point for them if Wonder's able to just get something to play. Like, I feel like Wonder's champ pool can't really be abused as much by Adam, so I have some faith there. But why do we think I'm wrong? Let's give it over to Bickle. You got BDS. Why do you have them taking the series or game?
I think both these teams are relatively close in terms of power. I could see it going either way. It's kind of a coin flip to me.
Sure.
I just think Adam tends to come into splits very... People aren't used to it at the very start because he always has somebody to catch him off guard. If anybody's going to pull out like a Skarner, I wouldn't be... Actually, no, that's not a bruiser. What am I talking about?
But yeah, Wonder's going to play the Skarner for sure.
But Ice in particular has looked pretty solid for BDS.
Yeah.
In all honesty, just flip a coin. You can't go wrong either way.
Ice is the part that's scary to me, is I really do think he's one of the best, if not just the best, AD carry in the LEC going into summer. So Flak and Trimby can have their work cut out for them. Okay, next up for day two of Summer Split for LEC, we have Vitality versus Rogue. Vitality for myself, Jax, and Bickle. Rogue for Mazel and Hawk. I thought for a second Hawk had Rogue winning twice now. I was like, that's a bold move, having Rogue twice in a row. But I will still give it to you, Hawk. Why do you think Rogue, the ninth place team from Spring Split, can take down Vitality, who you have beating BDS, by the way?
It's for all of the reasons that you all have them losing to BDS that I have them losing to Rogue. I just decided to choose the spicier option. Like, that is literally the answer.
I got them starting off 2-0, baby.
Let's go.
Oh my god, you do. You have them beating SK. Amazing. Actually, I have them beating SK too. I guess that's not that shocking.
I was going to say, three of us have
Rogue has players that have been good before. So it's not like this team can't be good.
I just like to meme standings. Jax, though, you have Vitality. So why do you think Vitality takes this one?
Honestly, because I can't have Rogue going 3-0. I refuse to do it.
Ooh. Oh, you would have had them. Okay, spoiler.
They have a really easy strength of schedule this weekend.
arguably the easiest out of any team at the LEC. But we'll get to that as we get into day three. Rounding out day two, though, in the midway point, we have MDK versus KC. We have a believer in KC, wow. Mazel. Do you want the followers as well?
Viva la France! Viva la France! Viva la France!
There we go. The rest of us have MDK. KC really haven't given us a reason to believe in them. Other than I just thought it'd be funny to change my Fnatic prediction. And I'm happy that Mazel is at least taking this one. Next up, Fnatic versus GX. We got Fnatic across the board. Again, no faith in GX with a bit of a rebuild coming in. Probably going to be a slow start for them. G2 versus SK to close out the day. And we have G2 across the board, except... Wow, look at that. Hawk has SK Gaming.
Bolt gun.
All right. Guys,
defend yourself.
I'm being very meta with my predictions. This is exactly the kind of game, early split, after the international, with a new import bot lane that G2 would randomly lose for inexplicable reasons. Like, it's very meta, but that is the reason why I've just predicted SK.
Wait, who knocks G2 out of MSI again?
T1.
T1? And now it's another Korean bot lane. Exactly. You're right. You're right.
This is the kind of game that G2 will inexplicably lose in week one so that they don't go 9-0.
I love it. they can't go perfect. G2 always throws one that should be a free
They're
one.
Not going to go perfect because they're going to lose one of the contested games to one of the top three teams, and then they're randomly going to lose to Rogue again like they have the past.
Now they're randomly going to lose to SK Bickle.
SK is the spiritual successor to Rogue, confirmed, even though Rogue is still here. Okay, cool. Well, it's a little bit of a spicy pick there to close it out. I do like that, keeping things fresh. Now, final day of week one for LEC Summer Split. Fnatic versus Vitality. We have Fnatic across the board. Bickle, I'm going to call you out because you had Vitality for a second.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking when I wrote
it. You just changed it. Okay. I was hoping maybe there'd be some belief in Vitality, but we all think Fnatic's going to be that good.
What the hell was I thinking? What was in my mind?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You just wanted to. You just wanted to be a contrarian.
Sometimes that's all you need to be.
But I always come into a split having too much faith in Vitality, and then it bites me in the ass.
Wait a minute, I'm just realizing. Okay, no, I changed to KC. I was gonna say technically we have more faith in Fnatic going 3-0 than G2 going 3-0, according to all of our predictions. But I did make it even because of my KC troll. So there we go. GX versus SK. We have SK across the board, except for myself. I'm the only believer in Giant X's rebuild to take on SK. I'll give my defense. I think that new coaching staff coming in with new players is typically a good combo. I don't like to see new players come in with just the same of everything else. I like it to be like, okay, if you have new coaches, they can usually help out with what the new players want to do, incorporate into the rest of the team. It's going to be a much fresher environment. And Patrick, I still have a lot of faith in as a bot laner. We said he's in jail, but maybe Johan and the Antonio will be the key that he needs to get out. Ignar will also play the game. So
it's not how there we go. Works.
That's GX in a nutshell for myself.
I'm going to continue Mongoose's tradition of never voting for GX as long as Ignar is on the roster.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Okay.
Mongoose,
next up, we
I
have
did it
BDS.
You
did it. Wait, you did
I said
it for
Mongoose,
me.
I did it for you.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Mongoose, who will hopefully be back on an episode very shortly. So we'll be able to talk with him about his hatred of Ignar at that point. BDS versus G2. We have G2 across the board. Despite the fact that BDS was a top three team in spring, we still just think G2 is going to be that good. But okay, what's going on, Hawk? Wait, where's the MSI hangover in this prediction, huh?
I picked a game for them to lose. This time I was like, look, they're going to win their first game. Everyone's going to be like, oh my God, G2, they're so fucking back, right? Then they're going to lose and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, G2 sucks. And then they're going to still go 2-1.
All right. I will give Hawk credit for this. When G2 loses games domestically, it's usually to the shit teams.
Yeah.
Not to the like third, fourth place teams.
That's a good point.
It's either to Fnatic or like Rogue. Like there's no in between, you know?
So Hawk, you're saying they're going to lose to SK. Whenever G2 lose a game, they tend to have one tryout pick that's kind of trolled and ends up not working. What's the pick this time?
Ooh, okay. All right, all right. Yike is going to play Zyra jungle.
I could absolutely see that. Yeah.
I have a real answer.
Oh, okay.
Skarner support.
Ooh, I could also see that.
That I can see.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, realistically, it's something like I feel like Yike is just gonna slam. Like they're gonna flex Skarner. Everyone's gonna think Yike's gonna play it, but then Yike on five is gonna pick a Blackfire Torch jungler. Like that's what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's gonna be Zyra, and then everyone's gonna still think it's Zyra support, and then they're gonna swap at the 20 seconds, and it's gonna be like, what? It's awesome. I love it. We should put like money on that bet because we can make a lot if we get that one right.
I don't know if I want to put money on that bet.
Rogue versus KC as the second to last game of the week. We have actually pretty split here. This is last place versus second to last place from spring. I put I don't have to put KC because I put KC winning an early one. So I'm actually going to pick the correct team, which is Rogue. And then instead, I'm going to put Bickle on the spot for picking KC.
I mean, both of these teams are pretty bad. I just think that maybe the roster changes to KC bring them like an ounce of life that can like steal a game with the unexpected. I'm going to put it on Kana again because yes, like Oscar will survive. And I don't know if Finn will, but neither of these teams are going to do anything. KC needs to end the season, need to end the playoffs in like third place to have any chance at making worlds, period. It's not going to happen.
You know what? You've convinced me. I'm going to change mine back to KC, and also I'm going to put my MDK KC prediction to KC. So,
oh, dear God, Kangas.
Thank you, Bickle. That's all I needed to hear.
You have to go 3-0. Are you okay?
Let's go. Rogue, Jax, do you have any big reason, or is it just better team, KC, rebuild, also just in general suck?
I think at this point it's fuck you, KC.
Damn. And to that, Mazel says...
Viva la France!
Yeah! There we go! All right. We have three KC predictions on that match. That's very funny.
I couldn't have Rogue going 3-0 on the first week, so...
Fair enough. Final match of the week. Opening weekend for Summer Split of LEC as Team Heretics versus MDK, and we're a little split on this as well. I, along with Bickle and Mazel, have Team Heretics. Jax and Hawk have MDK. Jax, any big reason for MDK taking this one?
I mean, I think they're the better team, but I think this is probably the closest match of the entire weekend.
The entire weekend? I'm trying to think.
It's a pretty good match.
It is.
We're SK ending the weekend
Rogue
on a banger.
He's going to be pretty good too.
In Vitality terms of like BDS, maybe.
Yeah. For that reason, though, I mean, we can't obviously think of one that would be like, no, this is clearly it. So I don't disagree with the statement. I think that does add some weight to it, and we'll make this kind of a fun way to close it out. But what about Team Heretics, Bickle? Why do you have them taking the game?
I think just like Jack says, this is a really close game that can go either way. MDK has shown they're a very volatile team with high highs and low lows. If you look back at winter, they nearly won the split versus last season. They had a really slow run through spring that kind of brought them down. I think they're going to take a little bit of time to get going, whereas Heretics, with that veteran topside of Wonder Yankos, has the stability to kind of start off strong. So I think they're going to be meshing well. Zyru is already integrated in the team. He played with them all of spring. So I think they're going to be rolling for now.
Cool. I like the explanation. Can't find any major flaws in the logic. So that's our predictions for week one of the LEC Summer Split. And that is also the episode for the preview of the LEC Summer Split. We got through it, everybody. Congratulations. We drafted our teams. We are ready to watch LEC. If you want to check it out, it will be live. Give me a moment to actually look up the exact start time for NA and EU audiences.
Saturday, June 8th, 8 a.m. Pacific.
Perfect. There we go. And for the folks over in EU listening along, I don't know exactly what that translates to, but probably like 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. around your time.
I've got it. 5 p.m. Central European time.
There we go. Thank you very much for the carry, Bickle and Jax, on that one. It's back. I can't wait for Summer Split. Woo! Professional League of Legends is returning, everybody, and so is the League Rundown. Shout out to everybody again in the community Discord. Make sure that you remind me if you agree or disagree. Will my three drafted teams get 8 wins cumulative? We're going to keep Immortals in there, even though I did trade Immortals for MDK, so it would be KC, Immortals, Vitality. Does anybody want to put a bet on that, by the way, on the cast? Any hot sauce bets, Shoeys, anything else? You'll do one?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll think of what it is.
All right. We'll talk about it, and then we'll bring it up for next episode.
So you got to do a roomie bet.
I think they'll get 8 or more wins. I think that they're good for it.
See, Kangas, this isn't what I'd want to do it on, but I would love to do a hot sauce bet with you just because I genuinely love super fucking hot sauce.
Nah, so it's not even a punishment. Actually.
I'm just like, sweet. I get to eat some wings with like sick hot sauce on it.
Yeah, I am not okay. It does get to a point where it's too hot and I don't enjoy it in terms of like the flavor and actually like wanting to eat the thing. But I'm for something in my brain, I'm like, this is funny. I mean, really hot sauce. So I'm always down to do the hot sauce bets. But we'll come up with something between me and Mazel. Let us know in the Discord. Shout out to the patrons as well for keeping the audio quality so good. Hopefully you enjoy all the bullshittery episodes that we upload, which is where we have fun before the podcast actually starts. And hopefully you'll be watching along LEC with all of us this coming weekend. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
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 Peace. We'll be right back.